The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show on Channel Radio, Biz Radio and campusizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of September. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I'm joined again by my co-host. The new improved, stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
The new improved.
Isn't
that a bit like Omo?
I can possibly say, Jules. Well,
you're the only one that's old enough to know about these ads.
About Omo, new improved.
You are, of course, much older than I.
Not that much. Come on, get off here.
Quite a bit.
Really?
But isn't the new improved, wasn't that Daz or Omo?
No, it was Daz. New improved Daz, wasn't it? Yeah. Nobody knows what on earth we're talking about.
No, they don't.
Nobody under the age of 73 has any clue what we're talking about, really.
A bit like Pinky and Perky, really.
Exactly, yeah.
I do remember once that Alistair Jessel of Taywell Ice Cream...
He did refer to us as the Pinky and Perky of radio.
Yeah.
That is true.
I thought that was a compliment.
I took it as a compliment. You know, I like bacon, anyway.
Well, as long as I was perky.
Yeah. I'm not going for that. That means I'm Pinky.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's not fair, is it?
I was definitely the perky one.
Were you?
Yeah, being younger.
Hey, listen, I've heard a rumour.
What is it?
You've given up booze.
Oh, only till next Tuesday.
Only till next Tuesday is not a thing, is it? You've given up booze. Well, I mean, I've never seen you give up booze till lunchtime, let alone next Tuesday.
And look how bright and shiny I look.
I know, it's amazing.
Sparkly.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe she was 82, would you, really?
I used to come and go, hello, morning business bunker. I've actually been caffeine free for quite a long time because of my thyroid. And I had an espresso yesterday because I was at the chef's forum at the lovely Hythe Imperial.
You did some recording as well, didn't you?
I did.
I'm going to play that not today, but on a show in a couple of weeks.
When no one's listening.
Yeah.
I knew.
Late at night.
On that 3 o'clock gravy train.
Yeah, yeah.
When Tony Blackburn's on or something. I actually really like Tony Blackburn.
It's a good job no one listens to this show, isn't it? Otherwise we could get in trouble.
I love him.
You can't get out of it now.
Anyway,
he's not going to be happy now.
Anyway, the Hythe Imperial.
Hold on. I've got Tony on the phone. He's going sacker.
I love him. At the Hythe Imperial.
At the Hythe Imperial?
Yeah.
Were you?
And I was with the Chef's Forum.
You were at the Chef's Forum?
Yes.
Was that in food and stuff?
Food and drink.
Was it really?
Paul Andrews. Okay. And as I went in, I was offered Prosecco and I started to get a tremor.
I can imagine. Yeah.
I made straight for the water jug. And then all these canapés were coming round, or canapes as we like to call them. They were all coming round, and I'm not allowed to have eggs at the moment as part of my elimination diet. It's all very strict.
We don't want to know about your eliminations. Thank you very much.
So I was wondering whether it would be rude if I just grabbed the prawn off top because it had homemade mayonnaise in the middle.
What you should have done is got someone to lick the mayonnaise off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just eat the prawns.
There.
You see, that's normally my job, isn't it?
Yeah,
licking the mayonnaise off stuff.
It was the actual only event I've ever seen you not at.
Really?
Frankly.
Well, I wasn't invited, was I?
Well, no, I tried to keep you out of it. But, of course, then they started, it was a workshop on game, and they had...
Game?
Game.
Well, like Cluedo.
No, not like your partridge that knocks on your kitchen window.
Oh, my self-surrendering partridge. Yeah,
he tries to get in a pie every Saturday.
Yeah, he does.
So
he knocks to come in and get in the oven.
He does.
He does, honestly.
Can I come in?
Yeah, he does. Really?
So he had...
I'll show you a picture later.
I've seen it. I've tweeted it many a time. But you can show the guests.
Yeah.
I'm sure Joe would love to see Paul's partridge.
I've got another one.
Or his budgie. Yeah,
that's just rumours.
Yeah. That's not a euphemism, you know.
That's Adam speaking there. Yeah. Anyway, there was a haunch of venison, and I'm allowed to eat any meat.
Okay.
So I stuck in. I had a haunch of venison.
Did you?
Very, very good, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
So you had a haunch of venison. Elaborate.
But then there was I had a haunch of venison.
No, but how was it cooked? I mean,
it was done with a beautiful carrot puree, which he used coconut milk, which I'm allowed.
Oh, right,
on
okay.
My regime. I'm not allowed dairy, but I'm allowed coconut milk. So
good.
He was my
best. He must have known you were coming.
He must have done. Very divine. And then, of course, Kentish blackberries and some carrot crisps. Very tasty.
Cool.
So carrots all... twisted up in a little chef's way. You know how
I'm very hungry now.
Pile it up.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm very
just
hungry.
Just now. And they're all piled up, you know, where chefs pile it all up. So I just took the lot.
I've got a spiralizer.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've got one, but I never really know how to work it.
Ah, it's easy. Just shove it in and it comes out all like spaghetti, doesn't it?
Yeah. And do you do it?
Yeah, of course I do.
Spaghetti courgette?
Yeah, I do.
And carrot-oretti, whatever it's called.
Carrot-oretti, yeah. No, I do courgette spaghetti.
I liked you on your birthday, on your party at your house, when you were very sweet. You were like a little housewife. You had your little caddy there and making everybody put their scrapings in for the council.
My food caddy.
I thought that
That's because the council won't take my bins. The council refuse workers, just because they never collect your bins
ever
Canterbury. They just never collect your bins, do they?
Whitstable, actually.
Whitstable. Yeah. Oh, that's even worse, isn't it?
No, they don't.
They don't collect your bins. Well, mine, they come round and they search through the bins and they go, there's a tea bag in there. We're not taking it.
Yeah. Don't you compost?
No.
Well, I know you don't personally, but does your garden have a compost?
No.
Oh, well, because that's where your tea. I compost everything. I've only got a small garden. You've got acres.
Uh-huh.
How many acres you got?
2.5.
Well, then you could have at least 8 or 9 compost bins. You could have a wormery.
A wormery?
Ooh. Yeah, wormeries are really...
Could I?
You see, Joe's...
I could have worms.
Yeah. And Joe Mummy in the background is agreeing.
You'd have to, Joanne. You just agree with her. That's the best way of dealing with it, really.
That would munch through all of your tea bags.
Thank you. Well, somebody told me that plants really thrive on coffee grinds. Yeah, so I've been chucking my coffee grinds all over the garden. And now it's just all covered in coffee, basically.
And they just stay up all night.
Well, the rabbits do. The rabbits all got wide-eyed and all...
Well, that was the other thing. It was probably myxomatosis. Yeah. That was the other story.
I know, I joke about that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I told a joke about that. No, it's too long. I told a joke about that at my dad's funeral. It was my dad's favourite joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll tell you it later. It's too long to tell on radio.
Tell me in a minute. Mm. The thing, as I was trying to say before you did interrupt me, was that I haven't had caffeine for months and months and months.
You're listening to the Jules Serkin show
here on
Channel Radio.
There was an amazing coffee demo there with beautiful fresh coffee beans, all fruity and glorious. And brilliant. I had 2 espressos, one just to try, and then the other one because I'd had the venison and I couldn't have any Prosecco and I sort of needed a little... You know, a little buzz.
Yeah.
And my new husband had to get up very early this morning, and I came home and I was going, I'm in such a good mood. And I said, come on, let's go for a walk. And we're sprinting down. And he said, my God. And I said, I've just had these espressos, which are really nice. He said, Jules, I need to get up early. So all night I was tossing and turning. I kept him awake all night. He was furious.
We don't need to know about
He's very ratty.
I hope you're feeling better now, Gav.
He's very ratty.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Anyway, enough of that. Who might our sponsor be?
Yeah, well, we've got a double sponsor for this week's show. The lovely folks at Creative Motion.
We love them.
Who create great video content.
Have you seen the new one out?
I have, yes. They produced a new advert yesterday, a new video advert that we started running yesterday. So that's Justin Dean and the team at Creative Motion. And they're also in partnership with CourierBid. And CourierBid is a new app / website that's being launched to help you get your deliveries made. And it's a really easy way of finding low-cost delivery services if you want to send packages anywhere. And they are currently crowdfunding through Leo Crowdfunding.
Well, I'm looking for some, what are those things called, those dingly dangly wind chime things, Joe, you know.
Wind chimes?
Wind chimes, they'll be called then. I know, hold on, it's coming. Dingly dangly wind chimes is what they're called.
There's a tenor one or a bass one that's huge.
That's cheap.
It's got a really lovely ding dong.
Sounds fabulous.
I just have to look at him and he's off. And it's got a lovely ding dong.
Yeah, 10 quid ding dong. That's what we need.
And it's coming from America. So I wonder if he branches out and gets enough crowdfunding, he could get that for me.
Absolutely. Oh, goodness sake. Right. Anyway, thank you for that. So, yes, thank you to today's show sponsors, Creative Motion and CourierBid. We've got a packed show. We've got over 1 trillion tweets. I am going to read some tweets in a moment. We've got quite a few emails, and I've got some interesting stuff to read. We've had a tweet from the lovely Chris Hyde from Chameleogenics.
Hello.
And he says, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, how about a little shout-out for me on the Business Bunker show, please? This is my last week of listening down here in the New Forest.
Oh, what, is he on holiday?
No, he lives in the New Forest.
Does he?
For another week.
Oh.
And then he's moving.
Where?
And next week, he'll be listening from his new home in Lincolnshire.
Wow.
So good luck with the move, Chris. I hope it goes really well for you. And thank you for all your support and for being our prime listener in the New Forest.
Hey, up. When he's in Lincolnshire, he'll say, hey, up, won't he?
He will. Timmy Taylor's and everything.
And duck. Hey, up, ducky.
Oh, I know.
He'll be able to say,
ducky. Oh, I know. Why?
He will. We've stopped there because we can't actually do anymore.
Can't do Lincolnshire.
We've done Ducky, Timmy Taylor's.
Yeah, it's more Derbyshire, isn't it, really?
Stamford pork pies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Them as well.
Tetlis.
Tea.
Aye.
Aye. Who's on next?
Athelbrae.
Oh, look. That sounds Lincolnshire. Athelbrae.
Athelbrae.
Athelbrae. If you say it like that.
Well, Athelbrough.
I think you should stop now.
Yeah. It's just getting too much, isn't it?
Up yonder.
Yeah. Athelbrough tweeted. Yes, please, could we have a shout out? Action Learning. That's a hashtag they've got, Action Learning. Working with your team and our facilitator to find innovative business-focused solutions to problems, they're saying. Cool. Give them a follow on the Twitter, Athelbrae LTD.
Now, talking of your sponsor, Justin W. Dean on the Twitter is saying, please help, friends. 10-year-old Annie has left her ducky, talking of Ayup ducky.
See, this show isn't just thrown together, is it? It's produced within an inch of its life. It all merges gracefully.
That's why I had the espressos last night. So he said she's left it. Annie's left her ducky at Gatwick Airport on the 31st of August in the terminal arrivals from Punta Cana. Thompson Holidays. So can everybody retweet that?
So whoever's got the ducky, give it back.
Missing. Oh, ducky.
Joe, you want him.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you find a duck, if you're in Gatwick, send it back. You can send it to us at the bunker.
Hashtag bring back ducky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back ducky.
I know.
Let's go for it. Right. There's something I want to tell you about, and this is a bit long, but it's worth reading. It's a digital annual report that puts people at its heart, a project that helps students into software careers, would you believe? Okay. Seeking to build an engaging connection between the public, funders and the people they work with, mental health charity, the Restoration Trust, has collaborated with digital storytelling agency, Muddle Up, and Medway-based social enterprise, Future Coders SE. To design and build a digital annual report that utilises the power of audio. The project has provided a vehicle for students to get some valuable work experience as software developers. This innovative report features audio interviews with participants on the Restoration Trust projects, as well as staff and partners. The participants speak freely about what they enjoyed about the project and the impact that it had on their lives. These audio files play throughout the report. The Restoration Trust's mission is to use culture therapy to help people engage with heritage, art and culture so that their mental health improves. Projects at Stonehenge, at the Norfolk Record Office, the Norwich Arts Centre are co-produced with participants, so it was essential that the report enable people to describe their experience directly to the public and the funders who support the charity's work. The digital report was built by the budding developers at Future Coders SE. They've developed a web-based digital interface that makes use of browser-based programming and implements extensive photo galleries, audio playlists, video and evolving graphics. Building the report gave two students, Anthony Funay and Jamie Knott, an opportunity to work on a software project from start to finish, to take part in agile project planning, team-based code development and review, and a variety of testing methods, including unit and regression testing. The digital report was born through the RSA, where Laura Drysdale of the Restoration Trust, Zoe Tipler of Muddle Up, and Karen Scott of Future Coders SE are all fellows. We're keen to work with charities to identify software needs and to develop exciting projects to help with their work. If you want to know more, you can email Karen, and her email address is karen@futurecoders.org.uk, or you can look at their website, which is www.futurecoders.org.uk. What a fabulous project.
Yeah, and very nicely read, may I say.
Thank you. Fabulous project, and we're happy to support that. Please get in touch with these folks if you think that you can do anything to help, be part of, join in, or just find out more. It's a job for you guys as well, isn't it?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. So I'm sure Adam and Joe will be in touch with you, Karen, because I saw them nodding all the way through that, and I think they kind of quite like that. Good. So what you got, Jules?
Well, Chris Hyde has just sent in a rather lovely tweet. He says, I've heard that a haunch... I should say this in a Chris Hyde voice.
Yeah.
I've heard that a haunch of venison is very expensive. Well, someone said it's a deer meat.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
I mean, he did that off the hoof, so I think...
Oh, dear. Row me home.
Now, the Organic Sisters have tweeted in, hello, Vanilla Web, Jewel Serkin, and guests. Lovely guests, they say. They said, we're at Leeds Castle. Come and see us this weekend. It's the 8th to the 10th of September. We are Kent's Organic Sisters, and we'll have lots of nibbles and all our fresh organic veg from Riverford. So come and see us at Leeds Castle. That's the 8th to the 10th of September.
Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters.
There's a
That's not easy to say, actually.
No.
Organic Sisters.
Well, you've got the dog's teeth in, that's why. Mm-hmm. Women in Business Lunch, it's at Brands Hatch Place. And on the Twitter, that's Brands Hatch PLCE. It's on the 21st of September. You're going to hear a wide range of speakers, they say, covering all areas of business, who will not only share their stories and experiences, but give an insight into what's worked for them and what didn't work for them. More importantly, they say, what you can take away and apply to your business will be absolutely invaluable. The speakers at this event are Ali Harold, mm-hmm, and Bird on a Bike. Our very own Bird. It is guaranteed you'll not only learn things that will make a difference, but you'll also have fun. No one wants to go to a dull event. We hope to see you at the next lunch.
Oh, I don't know.
It's £29.50 plus VAT, includes a two-course lunch and two fantastic speakers. Please go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk and all details as usual on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
They are indeed under the Best Business tab. Check it out. They're good speakers, the pair of them. Well, you all know Bird. Bird's on tomorrow.
Is she back from France?
Yes, she is.
Sorry. Did she have a good time?
Yeah.
Obviously she did. Mon Dieu.
Mange too.
Quelle horreur.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonjour, this is a charity ball coming up. Did you know?
No.
Charity ball. Shall I tell you?
Yeah, go on.
Are you going to listen?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Friday 3rd of November.
Anyway.
Our poor guests are here. They're like looking astonished. Friday 3rd of November. It's at 7 p.m, Paul Andrews. It's £40 a head or £35 for per table of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's raising money for the Tree of Hope.
Yep.
It's at the Grover Casino in Westwood, mm-hmm, Westwood Cross.
Westwood Cross, that's a shopping centre over at Broadstairs.
Yeah. I didn't want to sound too angry when I said it, so I just said Westwood.
Why are you angry? Why don't they let you in? Are you banned?
No, think about it. Westwood.
Cross. Oh, dear.
It's organised, organised by that you prefer me when I used to drink, I know.
Yeah, I prefer drunken ramblings rather than your puns, if I'm really honest.
Organised by the recruitment people, and you can email to find out more, team@recruitment-people.co.uk. There is a little number here I'm going to read out. It's a Canterbury code, 01227-656-557, and it is the 3rd of November at 7 p.m, and it's to raise money for the Tree of Hope. It's at the Grover Casino, Westwood Cross, Broadstairs.
Fantastic. I've got a tweet from the lovely Claire Reeves. And she says, hi, Paul. Please could I have a shout out on the show? I'm back properly in the studio after the school holidays, so you can get your voiceover booked. You can follow Claire on the Twitter. It's Claire on Air Live is her Twitter handle. If you want to know what Claire sounds like as a voiceover artist, I'm going to play a record in a minute. And after that, we've got a load of adverts, and she voiced most of them. So you'll hear exactly what she sounds like. But and she's brilliant. So so do give her a follow on the Twitter. And if you need any voiceover work, she's the person for you, because she's the one that we use.
Yeah.
So it's great. I'm going to play some tunage now.
What you got?
Well, you know this tune quite well, because you've heard it a few times. But it's kind of tying a few things together, I thought. So I thought I'd play it again. So you've got to indulge me. Basically, after we played the tune, we're going to talk to young Josh, who's a 12-year-old fashion designer. So we're looking at young people's creativity. Yeah, it's got an Africa theme, and it's my youngest son with his schoolmates when he was about 15. He's a lot older than that now, but when he was 15, they entered an a cappella song competition nationally, which they won with this version of Toto Africa.
It's fabulous.
Have a listen.
Yeah, I can feel an elephant walking into the studio.
Really?
As we play it.
Can you?
Or a zebra.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting for you. You take the Lord to drive me away. prowl in the night. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like an Olympus above the Serengeti. I seem to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Channel Radio and campusinsradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin, the stonkingly sober Jules Serkin.
Hey, look, Chris Hyde is telling you me off, actually.
Who, Chris?
Yeah, he says...
What's she done, Chris?
He says, Eyup.
Eyup, does he say that? Eyup.
Eyup, Midook. He says, Tetley's is Yorkshire, yeah. So that's you for a start. I just said bag. Tea or something. You said Tetley's.
She stitches me up, doesn't she? Drops me in it.
Pork pies and Melton Mowbray.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
The trouble is, Chris, we can't do Lincolnshire.
That's Leicestershire, isn't it? Milton Mowbray.
Mowbray's in Leicestershire, yeah. But Chris is moving to Lincolnshire. I'm not sure exactly where, but it'll be like Spalding or Boston or somewhere like that. And I don't know what they sound like there.
Well, he says we've got to mention Lincolnshire sausage.
I beg your pardon? You can say that again. Sausage. Lincoln what?
Sausage.
Oh, Lincolnshire sausage.
Yeah, so there you are.
Lincolnshire sausage. Are they linked? You get links of Lincolnshire sausage.
Must be. I don't know.
It's not easy to say,
but
is it?
I want one right now.
Yeah.
As long as it's gluten-free.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Chris. You're quite right. Sorry. But it's the only accent we can do.
Yeah, we'll have to brush up.
Yeah.
Oh, he says we've got the ducky, all right.
Okay.
Hey, up, ducky.
Oh, yeah, duck.
Hey, you've got a lovely head of her.
Yeah.
I think that's what they say. You've got a lovely head of her.
They'd be lying, though, wouldn't they?
With you, yeah. Well, you've got a nice parting.
Thank you. I've had a tweet from Felicity at Cheeky Chairs.
We're sitting on one right now.
And she says, hello, Jules Serkin. Hello, Vanilla Web. Hello, Business Bunker. Can I have a shout-out, please, for my funky custom-designed chairs? You can find them all at cheekychairs.com.
I saw you had one in your abode as well.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Flamingo me, chair. Flamingo.
Fifi, it's called.
Fabulous. I love that.
I sit on a Fifi.
Very nice. Very nice.
In my office. Yeah.
Does she know?
I've ordered 3 bar stools as well.
Are you allowed to say that on there?
What, bar stools?
Bar stools.
Yeah.
There's a business community breakfast. It's moving, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
They say, as this is, who is this? This is Ken Wheeler again. We
it's moving.
Ken.
Well, you mean it's sad?
Ken Ken Wheeler is moving house or moving his business breakfast. So he says the next meeting's on the 14th of September and it's moving to Star Meadow Sports Club, Darland Avenue, next door to the Star Public House, Joe. As before, the breakfast will continue to meet monthly at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m, but the cost will now be £1 less. So it'll be £8 per person.
Fabulous.
It sounds like a bargain. Mm. The BCB, the Business Community Breakfast, is exactly 8 months old. And he says they hope to encourage people who work from home to join in. And the breakfast is a meeting of minds, a fellowship of people in business to encourage and to offer ideas and support. So you can find out more by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And what was your little tab to find events?
It's for that, it will be under...
go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Yeah, no, I can't remember what it's under. It's under FSB events.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's Ken Wheeler, and you can email him, ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. But the next meeting is, listener, the 14th of September. So that's a diary date, and it's in Darland Avenue. Where is Darland Avenue?
Chillingham.
Chillingham, okay.
Cool. I've had a tweet from, well, Dragon Co-working, who go, yay, it's Business Bunker Day. So thank you, guys, over at Dragon Co-working over there in Chatham. And I've had a tweet from the lovely Joanne Fraze. And she says, Vanilla Web. She didn't say that at all. She said Vanilla Web.
Dog's teeth in today.
Exactly. She said, Vanilla Web, you got the dog's teeth in. No, she didn't. She said, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. Harlequin CDS, that's a Twitter handle, would love a GDPR shout out, please. It's getting closer, May 2018. For those of you that don't know, they're introducing the general data protection regulations that come into force next May. They are incredibly stringent. They affect you, even if you don't think they do. And you need to find out about it because the way that we collect and use data is changing rapidly. So do follow Harlequin CDIS. That's one word, Harlequin CDIS on the Twitter and find out more about what you need to do about GDPR. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
We're going
to talk to our first guest.
Yes.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker the absolutely gorgeous Amanda Flanders.
You have to say that now, don't you?
I have to, yeah. Amanda Flanders. Amanda is organising a charity event on the 29th of September in aid of the Aspinall Foundation for their work with gorillas. And it's a fashion show. And Amanda's brought with her one of the designers, Mr. Josh Birch Jones.
Hello.
Hello, Josh. Josh is just 12 years old and he's an established designer and he's got a new collection that he's going to be showing at the event. So, Amanda, Josh, tell us all about it.
I feel really weird being in this seat. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right. She nearly sits around here. She keeps trying to come around here and sit on this seat. Yeah, but I won't let her.
On your knee.
No, I won't let her. I'm not having that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes, so if anybody hasn't heard about it, I'm surprised if they haven't heard about it yet because we are all over social media. But I have been working with three Kent-based businesses, two fashion designers, one of them which is Caroline Bruce of Caroline Bruce Designs, and of course our amazing Josh. We love Josh. And Josh designs women's clothing. Mm-hmm. Amazing with women's clothing. He takes boardroom to evening wear, and we're going to hear all about that in a minute, actually, and how he came up with that. But the charity fashion show came about probably nearly 2 years ago now. Myself, Caroline Bruce, and one of our other colleagues, Jane Mucklow, who's the photographer, who's been the photographer at the evening, were at an event at Port Lim in the hotel. Have you ever been there, guys? Because it is.
We stayed there at the weekend.
Did you? I am so jealous.
Oh, I saw you. They've been feeding giraffes.
No!
I saw you, yeah.
Okay, I'm really jealous now. That's it. I've got to go there. I want to stay there. But we was there, and we was in the hotel, and we was like, this place is just absolutely amazing. We need to do a fashion show here. Mm. And we're like, yeah. And we actually were going to do it in the main house, was the original plan, but it wouldn't have worked logically wise. So we decided to put it together, and we were going to be doing it in March this year, but we just ran out of time to organise it. So we put it off till September. And we just decided, you know, to host it in the most amazing venue, and to support the Aspinall Foundation, because the Aspinall Foundation do amazing work with, lots of animals, but specifically gorillas in Congo. Mm-hmm. And they opened an orphanage there in 1989. And there's so much hunting for bushmeat out there that goes on, and gorillas have been almost hunted to extinction.
Yeah, it's hideous.
It's hideous. It's awful. Appalling. Mm. And so they do amazing work, and they rehabilitate.
Jules could eat a whole one.
It is very sad, though, because you find them and they've had their limbs cut off and all sorts.
Oh, it's horrific. Yeah. Isn't it? But and what they're doing is
so close to us.
Really?
Human-wise.
Yeah. I was like, really?
Emotion-wise.
I mean. Yeah, she's got one living in her spare room, actually. She's got a border.
I've got one cleaning the house at the moment.
But, I mean, it's terrible what they're doing. So what the Aspinall Foundation is doing is they're rehabilitating, they're rehoming, and in fact they breed them here in the UK at Howlett's and Port Lim, and they're reintroducing them back to the world, back to the Congo. So when we were talking about putting the fashion show together, we was like, okay, well, we want to support you. What, you know, how can we support you? And what they said was, well, obviously our most important work is gorillas in Congo, and they're looking to send some back soon, some gorillas. We're just waiting for the okay that we've got the authorization to say that we're supporting those. Oops, I said it on air, never mind. But yeah, so we put together the fashion show, and it became the Gorillas and Gowns fashion show. So it's going to be an amazing evening. People are going to be welcomed with a reception drink and canapes so they can in the house, so they can have a look around the hotel, which is amazing.
It's beautiful, the hotel.
Yeah, it's stunning. Gorgeous. It just takes my breath away. Mm. And then obviously we're going to move on to the fashion show, which we're going to see the amazing designs from Caroline Bruce and Josh's work.
Wow.
And then we're going to be having an auction. We've got some amazing pledges for the auction so far. And it's just going to be an amazing evening.
We're looking really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. I'm emceeing the night, which will be a laugh. And I'm also running the auction, which I've never done before.
You didn't tell me that.
You bid.
What gown are you wearing?
You bid. I saw the bid. It's £1,000 to the big woman over there.
What gown are you wearing, Paul Andrews?
What gown am I wearing? I'm wearing a gorilla suit, aren't I, obviously?
Oh, well.
Yeah, obviously.
No change there, then.
No, exactly. Have a banana.
It's very poignant, though, because I was in Zimbabwe recently, and we went to a park there, and because Zimbabwe is in such a crisis, the country, there were no rhinos at all. They've all been poached.
Yeah.
The poachers are, because they're poor, you know, people that, there's just awful. So it's very, very sad when you go to a safari park and you see
and there's
nothing.
No animals.
You see nothing at all.
And that's what Aspinall Foundation are doing, is they're really, obviously the gorillas, they're breeding rhinos, they're breeding giraffes, and then they're reintroducing them back to, and they have them on reserves, don't they? So they're protected once they're reintroduced over there.
Well, because this show is so closely produced and so meticulously put together, I happen to know that Joe and Adam were actually at Port Lim at the weekend,
which is why
I've got you all together.
So smooth. Where did you stay?
We stayed in, was it the Africans?
In Livingston Lodge. So
did you?
Wow. Really amazing.
So
like a tent in the middle of the safari.
Well, there's a reason why I'm asking you to describe this, which a man is going to tell you in a moment, because we actually have some auction gifts on offer at the event, some of which are some of the things that you've just paid
oh,
for.
Oh, wonderful.
So you stayed in the Livingston Lodge, yeah?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we're in the middle of the reserve. So there's rhinos walking past your room and a big watering hole, giraffes, and it's just incredible, isn't it?
And I saw some of your Twitter posts of the giraffe feeding.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
I cried.
I didn't realise you were that tall, Joe, to be fair.
We drove down and I was literally in tears, kind of looking at Adam as if like, oh my goodness, this is just amazing. Yeah. But they are just beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. And you don't realise how huge and magnificent
and their
they
tongues
are.
When they lick you.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
I am so jealous.
Oh, it's just amazing. Sadly, we had slightly English weather, which meant that the evening and staying in the tent, we realised we were in a tent because the wind was just hashing against the sides. Yeah. So we hoped that the giraffes would come up while we were having dinner, but it was raining and apparently they like to stay down in the trees, which you can understand. Mm. So in the morning we got to go and feed them breakfast. And
Is that from the balcony area?
It's from, so where, so the Livingston Lodge, there's, I think there was probably about 10 lodges, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And then they have, so it's the African experience, and then you have kind of a clubhouse where you have an amazing meal, absolutely.
Yeah, they've really, really got that part. The food is absolutely incredible. And they know so much, and they're so passionate about the causes. So you hear so much about the great work they're doing and how hands-on they all are, and it really is fantastic. They cater for everything, and they know absolutely everything. So
what kind of, is it bush food, or?
So this was...
No, I don't think so, Jill. Somehow
that's found upon your death.
Do you want a gorilla or a chimp? You know, no, it's not going to work, is it, really?
You know, it could be a little warthog or something.
Malpani worms?
Did
you have malpani worms in Zimbabwe?
Have you seen my stick?
I had malpani worms in Zimbabwe.
I ate three.
Yeah.
Someone did ask that question, actually, whether they recycle the animals that pass on.
Well, no,
they're
but
not allowed
I mean,
to.
Warthogs and things.
No, it was an African type food. So it was African sausages and lots of fillet steak, lots of meat, which suited me just fine.
But what was the meat from?
She's not going to let go of this, you know. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
until you tell her it was a zebra, she's not going to let go. It was a zebra, Jules. There you go.
And was it a special occasion? Was it an anniversary or a birthday, or did you just go?
It was. So it was our second wedding anniversary and Adam's birthday. So
congratulations.
A good reason.
Yeah, we had quite a foodie week, didn't we? We were in the Sportsman on the Wednesday for the tasting menu.
And then
we
how was Sportsman?
Oh, fantastic.
Because it wins every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, so 3 hours of food. So it was just fantastic. cool. So we might be going on to your elimination diet.
After the first 11 days, it's easier.
Well, thank you for that, guys, because that's really useful, because our first second experience of what one of the auction prizes is really good. And your description.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Bid for it.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk to Josh now, because we want to talk to Josh. And he's sitting there waiting patiently.
Can I just ask one question? How much does that normally cost so I know what to bid for?
I don't know.
Give us a clue, Amanda.
Don't know.
How much is the prize that usually?
I don't know.
So I ring up Port Lim.
Yeah. No, they've packaged bespoke stays with us, so it's not just a stay in the lodge. There's a couple of a stay in the hotel, a stay in the bungalows with dusk safaris, with champagne breakfast, and other things.
And there's a personal feeding thing as well.
Yeah.
I'm bidding.
Mm. There's personal feeding
and
thing.
And animal adoptions.
And
there's also a
prize where you can have a party of 10, where you have a personal safari and a personal feeding activity of both the rhinos and the giraffes.
My young son Shay is taking. Well, I mustn't say. No, she's not listening. Mimi, his girlfriend.
She's not listening. No, I just ruined it. Oh, Mum! It's a surprise.
They try and avoid anything I'm on. For her 21st, she's going. He's got one of the lodges. Yeah, he just left uni, so he's like scrimping and saving, but he's managed.
Worth it.
Good stuff. Anyway, I want to talk to Josh now. He's been sitting there waiting patiently, having skived off school to come and talk to us.
Yeah. He's sick, isn't he? How's your head? Got stomachache?
Yeah. Josh, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to see you and to meet you. Why don't you start off by telling the listener that isn't anyone from school?
hopefully.
No, they're not. No.
They're actually in the classroom now, tuning in and listening.
Yeah. Well, sure. That'll learn them, won't it? Josh, when did you start designing clothes and what kind of inspired you to start doing that?
Okay, then I suppose I may have started when I was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people can't really draw when they're 3, you know, all that big, like, squiggly
stuff. I can't draw at 62. I don't know how you do at 3. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just got like these inspirations especially from my mum's wardrobe.
Mm.
Ah. I used to go in there and like take out bits, and it used to inspire me.
Right.
And then I started taking. Like,
so were you just copying what your mum had in the wardrobe? So you,
basically, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Putting sometimes my own spin on it. Mm. And then I just kind of went from there.
Right.
And
okay.
It's got me to where I am now.
Okay. And you clearly enjoy what you're doing. Mm. And you've got a collection now. Tell us what inspired you to do this collection, you know, how you thought of it, and what you focused on in the collection that you've got.
Okay, well, first of all, it's a capsule collection, so it can take you from day to night, but still wearing, like, the glamorous clothes.
So my understanding is that what you did is you looked at kind of your mum and her friends going to work,
yeah.
And then the fact that they go out to functions in the evening, and, of course, they had to transport evening wear to the office so that they could change.
Yeah.
And you decided to do something about that.
Yeah, it's just more practical if you have one piece that you can reverse rather than having to carry a whole new outfit with you.
So describe to us what you've designed here. What you've designed is some business wear for the day.
Yep.
That can be, I'm saying this, not you, that can be turned inside out.
Yep, correct.
Kind of like I do with my socks, so they last a couple of extra weeks.
Well, as long as it's not with the pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Busted.
Oh, you heard about that, did you?
You don't wear pants, though, do you?
Nah, no, Commander.
Far too much. Far too much washing. Carry on, George.
Behave. So, effectively, you've got business wear that at the end of the day you can reverse and it becomes evening wear. Fantastic.
That is amazing. Mm. Such a good idea.
So tell us how that works. So the lady in question would go into work in her outdoor one side.
Yeah.
Then they go and freshen up at the end of the day. Tell us what they do.
So I don't know, I'm just gonna take a bit, like if you had your jacket or your skirt where it may be black on one side, you could just, as you say, go to refresh. And just quickly flip it inside out and your top, and you've got basically a whole completely different outfit.
Wow.
So it's this, so the skirt will turn round, the jacket will turn round, yeah. And the top will turn round.
Yeah. The trousers don't, but they will still match.
We need to work on that one.
Yes, yeah.
Turning the trousers.
But that's the whole point. It's a capsule collection, yeah? Yeah. So it's mix and match,
yes,
as I understand it, being a fashion guru myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Fashionista. Yeah. Impressed.
Yes. You know all about mix and match.
Yeah. So how many pieces have you actually designed for the collection that you're going to be showing at the fashion show, Josh?
Oh, God.
How many main pieces are
main
there?
Main pieces, probably about 7 or 8.
Okay.
Well done.
Whole pieces.
And are they all trousers, or have you got skirts and things?
It's mixture trousers, skirts, dresses, all kind of things, really.
Maxis, minis, midis?
Not really maxis, kind of midis, I suppose. A few evening, well, an evening dress at
wow.
the end. Yeah.
And who are your models?
Oh.
Apart from your mother, of course.
No, unfortunately. we've got, well, they're mostly friends of my mum's, actually. We've got Nicola Smith.
Don't worry, you don't have to name them all.
Yeah, we've got about 4-5
brilliant models.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've got a collection of models that doesn't include Bird.
She's too short.
I know, she's mortified when you told her that.
She was horrified.
We've got a collection of models that are going to be showing off Josh's capsule collection on the evening. And it is fabulous. It's not messing about. It is really good stuff. Yeah.
Josh, tell me about your teachers. So how do they feel about your capsule wardrobes and that? Are they impressed? And have you had any encouragement from art teachers?
Yes. A few months ago, I actually took in my collection to show my teachers.
Mm.
And they're all pretty amazed by the idea and the concept and how it all works, really.
And how much did your mum and family encourage you?
They've encouraged me quite a lot, and it's just been really fun to do everything and put it all together.
And your mum didn't mind you rummaging in her wardrobe when you were 3?
I don't actually know.
I bet she did. Get your fingers off my dress.
Yeah.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah. Don't put your sticky fingers on my dress.
So, I mean, you're 12, yeah? When are you 13, Josh?
May.
Okay. So you're 12 and a half.
Yep.
You've designed this capsule wardrobe already. I'm sure you've got lots of other designs in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I assume, do you see yourself doing this as a career when you leave school and university and all the rest of it?
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a strong passion of mine.
Okay, cool. And as far as school's concerned, obviously you have art teachers and all the rest of it. Do you do anything at school that helps you with this? You know, do they have fashion lessons?
It's not
or?
On the curriculum, is it?
No,
it's not
but,
part
but,
of the curriculum, but... Extracurricular activities they do offer.
I know where Josh goes to school, and that type of school has a lot of things like that quite often. Yeah,
yeah, we do a lot.
And so you kind of inspired yourself to do this, really, didn't you? It didn't really come from anywhere else because you were so young when you started doing it, which is really amazing. But are there any designers that you particularly kind of like their work, or you look at their work?
My main designers that I really do look at and look up to would probably have to be Ralph and Russo, because
right.
their designs are so just intricate and just right. unique. They really amaze me.
Right. Okay. Have you tried copying any of it or doing something similar?
No.
No. It is kind of complex stuff. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. But you know, as you get more experienced, I'm sure you can work on things like that.
And don't forget, they've got a team of boffins working for them.
Yeah.
Whereas you're doing it all yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
This is amazing. I'm really amazed. Just the taking that, especially a problem as well that women have. Like, I think going to London, then going out afterwards, I can actually get changed. I'm amazed, blown away.
Absolutely.
We look forward to seeing you there on the 29th of September.
We will be there.
Absolutely.
We've had a sneaky look at some of the designs and it looks incredible. So, yeah absolutely can't wait to see it.
Fantastic.
No, it's, you're right. The story here is just so amazing from every particular angle, you know, Josh's age, how he got inspired by it in the first place, the fact that he solved a practical problem. And this is me saying this. I mean, you quite often look at fashion shows and stuff like that, and I've been to, you know, top fashion shows.
Of course. And,
as you do. Well, you know, in my modelling days. But you look at some things, you think no human being would ever really wear that. Do you know, and you talk to fashion designers and they go, yeah, it's a concept. You know, when we roll it out for the public, it's just loosely based on this. But Josh has designed practical, useful clothes that look fabulous and actually solve a real life problem. And that really is something, isn't it?
It is amazing.
So was it quite difficult to come up with the idea of how they kind of, because obviously turning them inside out must be quite challenging to make sure it still looks really good on both sides. Is that quite a challenge to get through?
So like your seams and things must be special seams.
Yes, sort of. You just got to kind of double it over.
But is it a secret, trade secret? You can't
He could tell you, but we'd have to kill you afterwards. Tell her quickly. Josh, we're really looking forward to seeing your capsule collection. Thank you so much for coming on to the show and talking to us about it. It's really fabulous to meet you. And we are all just absolutely stunned by what you've done, how you do it, why you do it, and what you've achieved at such a young age. Well done. It's really brilliant.
I just have to give one more shout out.
Yeah, of course.
To Mr. DeMay and Mr. Capello, my teachers at Seven Oaks School, for letting me have the day off.
Cool. Okay. He got out of that one okay, didn't he? Yeah. They don't know yet, but he's just told him, yeah.
But
yeah.
did they nice tell one. You you've got to stay behind after?
No, that's fantastic. Josh, thank you so much. And a big thank you to Seven Oaks School for letting Josh come and talk to us today. We do appreciate it.
And you know what, listener? He looks so normal. Because you know,
how do you expect him to look?
I'm going to tell you, because when I heard we had a 12-year-old fashion designer, I thought he was going to flounce in sort of purple headgear and, you know, some sparkly things. And he just looks very normal.
Yeah, well.
You know, but genius.
Fantastic. Josh, we wish you much power and much success, and keep on doing what you're doing. It's absolutely fabulous. We love people that innovate, design, create, and have good ideas. So fantastic. Josh Birchstones, 12-year-old designer of a capsule collection, which you can see exclusively on the 29th of September at Port Lim Hotel at the Gorillas and Gowns Fashion Show.
Charity fashion show.
Charity fashion show.
What
tickets are available?
It's 6:30 to 11:30.
Carriage is at 11:30.
Carriage is 11:30-ish. I'm sure we might be partying well into the night after that.
We'll come back to Amanda. After we've seen Josh's collection and Caroline's collection, we have an auction.
We do.
And we have some wonderful things. We just discussed some of the things that Joe and Adam have experienced this weekend in the lodge. There's a whole range of other auction prizes that we've got. We've got works of art. We've got a dress from a...
We have. So we've got an evening dress by a designer, Fuad Sarkis, which is absolutely gorgeous. I know Joanna's got her eyes on it, but she can't have it. it's a gorgeous fashion evening dress. We have got David Sullivan from West Ham United football team has supplied two VIP tickets to any West Ham game with access to the director's box all day. Means nothing to me, but apparently it's a good prize. We've got a couple of artists. So we've got Nick Vesey, who's the X-ray man. He's a renowned artist in London. He's donated a picture. We have got a couple of other pictures from famous artists. My mum has donated a picture. My mum's a miniature artist. She does like 6x7 inches. She's done a gorilla.
I've seen her working on it. It's absolutely fabulous.
It's finished now. It's stunning. So she's donated that.
What a talented mum.
I know. It's where I get it from.
Wow. And cakes as well.
Cakes, she does cakes.
And bread.
And bread. Anyway, moving on. But also Port Lim have donated several stays as well. So we have the AAA Triple Star Safari, which is for 10 people. It's bespoke, the full safari of the park, but then they also will get to stop and feed the rhinos, feed the giraffes. We've got a stay in the hotel with dinner and a dusk safari. And there's they have bungalows, which are deluxe bungalows, which they're going to have that with a dusk safari and champagne breakfast. We have also got a chair from Cheeky Chairs. The lovely Felicity has donated a chair.
Zebra.
A zebra chair. Oh,
a zebra chair.
It's amazing. It's a gorgeous,
it
gorgeous
chair. It is absolutely fabulous. She's making it at the moment. And we were around there the other day watching her making it.
Yeah.
It is absolutely stunning, this chair. Yeah.
And then we've also got, so there are going to be some animal adoptions up for auction as well. So you can actually adopt Jules. But with that, they're going to make them slightly bespoke, so you'll be able to visit the animals that you adopt and all that type of thing as well. So, yeah, we've got an amazing amount of auction prizes and everything. We also have a special prize for the Bunker listeners, Bunker and Bunker Extra listeners. Remember, Friday, 11 o'clock. I have to keep getting those plugs in. Lisa Settle from Tailcare. I'm getting them out. I don't know why I'm getting them out, because nobody can see them apart from me.
Oh, the lovely Lisa.
The lovely Lisa Settle from Tailcare has donated a ticket for the... evening. So we are going to add to that another ticket. So we have two tickets for any listener. And what we would like you to do to have your free two tickets.
Do you want to borrow my teeth?
Should I borrow your teeth? Yeah. I've got a dog teeth in as well today. Invite your friends, invite your colleagues, invite anybody you meet on the street that you'd like to join us at the Gorillas and Gowns. If you can sell four tickets, you can have these tickets for free. So two free tickets. They're worth £45. It's £45 per person to get in. For that, you get your reception drink and canapes. You can view the fashion show, obviously the auction. We've got a deluxe buffet in the evening and take part. So we would like you to, get people together.
So basically, you can have six places for the price of four.
Exactly.
Is how it's working.
Yep.
Courtesy of Lisa Settle, who has kindly donated a ticket,
and
Amanda, who's donated the other ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if people want to take up that offer, what's the best way?
Best thing to do is email me, amanda@butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk.
Cool.
Or follow us on Twitter at butterflies2019.
We'll put the details on social media, obviously, later, because we do.
Yeah.
So six tickets for the price of four.
Yeah.
There you go. Why not?
And anybody else that wants to join us, please do. And we've got a couple of VIP tables left. I think there's two VIP tables left.
Oh, I want to come.
I know.
You're in Hong Kong, aren't you?
I know.
Fly back.
I want to come.
Just nip over.
You know what that flight's like. It's a killer.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I would be there.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an amazing evening. There's so much going on. We've got lots of people who are going to come. They're going to be present. We've got a couple of celebs, but we can't say their names yet. But it's going to be a good evening. It's going to be lots of coverage. It's going to be fun. All in a good cause, which makes it
amazing,
so worthwhile.
Amazing charity.
Yeah, very much so.
So we're really looking forward to it. Uh, and, and seeing Josh's collection.
Absolutely. And Caroline's
collection.
Caroline's got a load of evening wear ball gowns, and she just bespoke stuff. Her stuff is amazing as well.
I was looking on her website the other day. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's really phenomenal. Good.
Is that where that lovely dark
wine dress? Yeah, that's one of Caroline's. And she's done a couple of special animal prints bits as well. And she's been one of her colleagues who's working with her, they've specifically designed material to make scarves for the evening, port limb gorillas material. Oh, so wow. There's going to be a couple of pieces which we're going to put in the auction as well, which is going to be amazing.
Fantastic.
Don't miss it.
Be there and be square.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be great. There's going to be an auction, and I'm doing the auction, and that's going to be a laugh because I've never done one before. So that's
he tells me that now. He didn't tell me that before when I asked him to do it.
Have that gavel. What's it called? A gavel.
The gavel.
Yeah. Salt.
Yes.
So the lady with the big thingies. Yeah.
It might be.
I think you've still got your one, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Funnily enough, I actually do have a gavel.
Do you?
Yeah, somebody bought it for me once, so I don't know why.
It might be an auction with a difference, but it's going to be fun anyway.
You could always do that pole vault thing that you've got. You could use that.
Don't start that.
That was a very fetching photo.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, we haven't seen the photos yet, have we?
Yeah. Out now,
just to remind you.
Don't encourage her, Jo.
Have you seen the tutu one?
I think we have, actually. Yeah, we searched the last time we were here.
For the moment, Josh Birch-Jones, designer extraordinaire, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Josh. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you continued and much success with your designing career.
Thank you.
Amanda, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Obviously, both of you can stay for the rest of the show. Thank you so much for that. We're fast approaching the halfway point of the show. We've still got loads of tweets, loads of emails to read, and we've got two more fabulous guests to talk to. I've got a tweet from Tracy Ferguson, who says, Vanilla Web Jewels, would love a Business Bunker shout-out, please. I support people to realise their future and their career and their life potential. That's Tracy Ferguson Coaching. Do you or your team need personal development or career support? I can help you. Do follow Tracy on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Tazzy, T-A-Z-I-6-4, Tazzy-6-4. Do give her a follow, please. Jules.
New General Data Protection Regulations, Paul Andrews. The GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation, say the dates for their half-day information sessions run by Andy Stiles are now available to book. Every business, whatever the size, that holds any sort of data, either hard copy, IP addresses, CCTV or picture images, digital or biometrics, needs to ensure they are compliant with the new regulations which come out on the 25th of May, day before my birthday.
Oh, you got that in? Yeah,
2018. You've got time to save to get me a gorilla.
So that'll be the 29th of May then.
What was the date again?
25th of May, my birthday.
Is that your big one?
26th.
Are you 70?
No, I won't be 70. I'm 35 or something. I can't remember. 25th of September, it's Brands Hatch Place, which is in Dartford, near Dartford. 2nd of October, it's Chilston Park Hotel. So these are the venues. Mm. And the 19th of October, it's Brands Hatch Place Hotel. I keep thinking of Kate having a baby. There is a number to call.
As you would.
01892 832 059. I think I can get done for treason, can't I?
Did you see Beyonce threw a tantrum?
Did she?
Yeah.
What? Tell me.
Well, they announced the royal birth on the day of her birthday and took all the publicity away.
No.
And she threw a big tantrum.
Did she? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You can also
Can name it after Beyonce, I suppose.
You can also...
No, don't.
Princess Beyonce. Yeah, that would work.
Well, hang on. Hasn't Jordan done that? Her little daughter is called Princess, isn't she?
Oh, she is.
You can email Kate at athelbrear.co.uk. to reserve your place. It's £149 per person plus VAT for 3 hours, which is packed with advice and guidance on how to be ready in good time for all the changes. So remember, listener, that these changes are coming in on the 25th of May, which is the day before my birthday, in 2018.
When's your birthday, Jules?
26th of May.
Is it really? Oh, okay, that's handy.
Let's check. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't buy myself anything.
Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to cross over and join Abby in the newsroom.
Yeah, hello, Abby.
Here we go.
Channel Radio News Update.
Oh, it's nice to get your ears.
Channel Radio News Update.
Channel Radio News Update. The Ministry of Defence have said the four men arrested on terror charges are serving in the army. The group were detained on suspicion of plotting an attack and belonging to a banned far-right group. National Action was outlawed after the death of MP Joe Cox. Closer magazine has been ordered to pay damages to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. It's after they published topless photos of the Duchess on holiday. They'll have to fork out €100,000. While the Russian president